Welcome to Open My Eyes Podcast, where we learn to become our authentic selves, the best version of ourselves. I'm your host, Nathaniel Deweese. What causes you to question who you are? What causes you to second guess your decisions, overthink your decisions, your thoughts, maybe dive too deep into the feelings or into the emotions? The unsure me really rings and resonates with me as I begin to talk about this. It's because there's some things I have and still am to this day very unsure about. It has a lot to do with your confidence and your self-worth and your self-value. How do you value you? How do you appreciate the things about yourself? It's really the thing that I find that I struggle with, is that other people can see levels and things inside of me that I can't necessarily see for myself. Other people are better able to recognize things inside of me and point things out to me that I can't necessarily see within myself. So there's a real cause to be able to kind of identify what's happening inside of me. And I want to talk about the in-moment response, understanding these things that happen while I'm present with myself, understanding that nothing shows up out of the blue. Nothing just happens for no reason. That there's always a reason why something shows up. Whether or not, if I'm able to identify it and articulate it at that moment, is an entirely different story. The unsure me goes back to questioning my ability to do things, or questioning my ability to move forward, questioning my ability to proceed into something that may be unknown or maybe something that I experienced before, but I haven't followed through on it. I haven't seen it through to completion. I started it, but I never finished it. Why? Because something inside me made me feel like it wasn't good enough. Something inside me made me second guess, overthink what I was doing, not to the point to where I took things and built upon it so I can do it better. No, more to the point to where I saw it, it wasn't good enough, and I abandoned it. I ran away as fast as I possibly could, as fast as my feet could carry me, from the things that made me question my confidence, question what was going on with me, question my ability to be able to do something. I always had a voice to speak to people. I always had an area to where I was able to talk to individuals, and it just seems natural for me to be able to kind of reach people where they are. But when it comes to putting things on the audio recording for the world to hear, man, that anxiety shows up, that lack of confidence shows up, that is it going to be good enough shows up, and it really kind of just plays on you for a while until you finally learn to just push through it, until you finally learn to sit down for a moment, understand why this is happening. Why do I feel so strange? Why do I feel so uncomfortable doing something that I naturally do? Does that make sense? I feel uncomfortable doing something that I normally do well. So I begin to ask myself the question, what's going on with me that makes me question me? What I began to come up with was I needed to be able to see myself for who I am and not necessarily what I've been told. I like what I've been told, but I need to go and do further investigation into that and figure out why people see that and how come I can't see it in myself. You see? it doesn't really matter how many times someone says something to you. If I don't believe it for me, it's obsolete. It doesn't matter. So I had to find ways to be able to go and look in myself and figure out, why am I lacking confidence? Why do I feel so nervous? Why do I feel so unconfident in this genre, in this thing? And what I discovered was, is that I had to be able to look within myself, look at myself in the mirror, and own the things I could not change. Accept the things that showed up that I didn't like, that I didn't agree with, that no matter what I did, I couldn't get rid of. It's almost like the thorn that was in the side of Paul, and he couldn't get rid of the thorn in his side because that thorn was there to keep him balanced. That thorn was there to keep him in check. And there's certain things and certain character defects and character flaws that help keep me in balance. It helps keep me in check. It helps my mind stay focused and helps me not get higher or more mightier than what I should be. It's a very humbling experience when you are able to see the things that you consider as not good enough, the things that you consider as not being worthy enough, and being able to have a different viewpoint and a different perspective and a different mindset that really changes your attitude about how you see you, because it humbles you, because it brings you down, and you understand that it's there to keep you in check. And without it, I will be totally out of control. So taking that into consideration, I'm no longer afraid to look at myself and see what I consider a flaw, a character defect, lack of confidence, lack of security. I'm now able to sit there and own it because I realize that it's part of me. And because it's part of me and it shows up, it's showing up for a reason. It's not showing up just to show up. It's showing up because there's something that I'm missing or something that I'm overlooking. And it's more of like a, hey, caution, wake up. I need you to be aware of this. So looking at that and understanding that goes a long way. The unsure me has a tendency to sabotage things before they even manifest, before they even happen. Being in a place to where you struggle with confidence and when you struggle with security and you struggle with having that faith in what you do or even believing in yourself enough to continue doing what you do, that stuff can really come and be a huge barrier and cause destruction in your life. How many things have I dismantled out of my fear of failure, out of my fear of not being good enough, out of my fear of not doing it well enough? I have sabotaged and dismantled so many dreams and so many things that I should have been good at. But because of my lack of confidence and because of the unsure me, I dismantled it and I sabotaged it. I had to find a way to get out of this destructive pattern, to get out of this destructive behavior, because I realized not only did I destroy the dream, but it also took a part of me. Every time you start something and you don't finish it, or you find ways to talk yourself out of it, you got to realize that not only are you killing that dream, but you're also losing a part of your confidence that you have to now work to rebuild back up. The mindset has to be different. And I have to learn to accept that this failure and this not feeling good enough and this not feeling worthy enough and this not feeling confident enough is all part of the growing process. It's all part of the process. And I don't have to be afraid of it unless I choose to be afraid of it. I don't have to keep walking in it unless I choose to keep walking in it. I don't have to keep confessing it unless I choose to keep confessing it as ruler over me. You see, my mindset really had to change because somewhere deep inside, there's something that was pulling on me to go forward. There was something that was pulling on me to do more. There was something that was pulling on me to open my mouth and let my voice be heard. And it didn't matter what it sounded like. It didn't matter if it was good enough anymore. It didn't matter if I felt like it was okay. I knew that all I had to do was open my voice in that and allow it to speak for itself and allow the results to come as they may. Yeah, you learn to stand your ground. You learn to refortify your mind, and you learn to embrace the things that come as pitfalls, the things that come as distractions, the things that come as a barrier, the things that come to strip you of your confidence, the things that come to kill your dream. You learn that if you don't embrace those things and see them for what they are, you'll continue to dismantle your dreams. You'll continue to dismantle your confidence, right? But the moment you begin to shift your mind and begin to think of yourself as, hey, it's here. And it's here to show me a path that I haven't yet seen. You will be well on your way. Shifting your mindset, changing the way you feel about you is not an overnight task. It's not an overnight project. This is a constant, consistent practice of I must make myself aware of what's going on with me. Why? Because I am the first one who realizes that something is off about me. I'm the first one who realizes that something's wrong with the way I'm thinking. I'm the first one who realizes that something is wrong with my attitude. Now, it may not have registered to me yet to where I vocalize it, but I feel it in my canvas. I feel it in my body, right? So when these things begin to show up, the unsure me, the lack of confidence, the lack of self-esteem, the lack of, is it good enough? Am I doing it right? When this stuff starts to show up, embrace it. Look for the lesson in it. Learn the lesson and grow from it, because they are there as your guide and not as your enemies. They are there to show you different flaws and different character defects that we haven't yet seen. But if we keep pushing them off or pretending like it don't exist, how do we ever come out of it? How do we ever shift our mindset? How do we ever shift our attitude if we're always running from the obstacles? We're always running from the adversity. We're always running from the hard thing. Those things are there to build your character, to build my character. Those things are there to build us up. And the moment you accept it, and the moment you own it, that's when you can step into the more secure you instead of the unsure you. So there's a fundamental difference between being the secure you and the unsecure you. From being the unsure you, moving into the sure me. That regardless of what presents itself, I understand that these things are necessary for my growth. I am looking at these things as my time to grow. No longer should I have the mindset or the attitude of using my insecurity and my unsureness as an excuse to keep me stagnant, to keep me in the same place. Understanding that there is steps that should be taken for this thing to manifest out of me. There's nothing wrong with feeling unsure sometimes. There's nothing wrong with feeling insecure sometimes. There's nothing wrong with not having a clue as to what is next. That's the part that makes it so exciting, is that I don't know. But this is my opportunity to become the sure me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining today's podcast. I hope it was inspirational to you. Let's continue to build, inspire, and grow together. Until the next podcast. For your continual support, please follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thanks again.